This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready to pay off that tease, Keith?
I'm ready to pay off that tease. Yes, I am.
Well, kind of, sort of, we'll pay it off.
Yeah, we'll try.
A little more on Bill, anyway.
Man. What a story. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Well, yeah, of course. To you and yours out there.
It's a good way to get into Memorial Day weekend, I will say.
Yeah.
Every day with this Belichick thing.
It's literally every day.
It's every day there's something new.
We didn't even talk about the one yesterday.
Hashtag do your job. Hashtag no distractions. It's like every day there's something.
Hashtag old bay with my old bay. We didn't even talk about that one.
Old bay with my old bay. No, that was the latest Jordan post yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was cute. But what I kind of enjoy about this, so that was Pablo Torre from before, right, when he was on with Dan Patrick. We have more of that today. But what's funny to me is Pablo Torre came out with all this stuff about Belichick, and then North Carolina has a statement, and they're all like, he's full of crap. It's like, oh, yeah? Okay. Like, I'm a real journalist. I'm a real, like, investigative journalist, and he's going to just keep getting more stuff. And, like, stuff that you can't deny either. Right, like, well, he's full of garbage. Like, I don't think so.
So
he has much more.
I would be fearful if I were Bill after some of the latest updates today from Pablo Torre. Pablo Torre Finds Out is the name of his podcast. Now, he called this latest podcast, Keith. I didn't have time to go through it. He says, please don't just play the clips online. Go through the whole thing. This is only the tip of the iceberg.
Sure, buddy.
He said, this is my Empire Strikes Back, is what he said.
Great. So maybe the greatest sequel of all time.
I'm going to have to give that a full listen over Memorial Day weekend. I've only had time to listen to some of the clips, but they are noteworthy.
Yeah.
And we're going to play them for you here on Jones and Keefe. It is a top five Friday.
We got a good one.
We're going to go through the top five summer activities.
Because it feels like summer out.
Top five summer activities for me.
And for you.
And for me. And, you know, maybe for the general you out there.
Feel free to send yours in as well.
I had trouble coming up with five that I really genuinely like.
Do you have five things you like to do, let alone five summer things you like to do? So, yeah, that would be difficult.
I had trouble coming up with five real activities in the summer that I actually want to do and like, but I did. I went through it.
Yeah, I got five that I feel confident about.
So we'll do that at 10:45, Top Five Friday, Friday on Jones and Keefe. We got the Friday four-pack at 11:30, four-pack of questions for you. We get out of here early today.
Is that right?
Red Sox doubleheader. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:35. I believe we're sticking around with Joe Weil for a little bit of pre-game coverage
here. Let's play two, they say.
We're going to bump the grab bag up to noon.
Good.
We got week in review, 12:20-ish. So a little bit of a jumbled schedule there.
It's jam-packed, though. That's all you need to know.
It's as packed as it could be, is what
it is. To the gills.
Here on a getaway Friday on Memorial Day weekend. Short show. We'll get to all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. I haven't seen it yet, Keefe, but it's like, oh,
yeah,
again with the Bill stuff.
Wow, this stuff's pretty interesting.
Oh, what is this, The View? Is that what's going on in the Twitch chat? I imagine.
I haven't even looked. I can't read it from here.
That's true.
My eyesight's not strong.
You can also watch on YouTube. I'm sure there's a healthy chat there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. All right, let's play the first clip. Pablo Torre goes to what turns out is an Airbnb that Jordan Hudson rented out where the famous Ring camera footage of Bill.
This is just one of the many. Like, I know Bill Belichick wrote his book about the art of winning.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's last 3 years needs to be a book as well, or at least a documentary. Maybe more people, more eyeballs would be on it, like a 30 for 30 on Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
The rise and fall of Bill Belichick.
Normally Netflix does too many episodes. I don't know that they could do enough episodes
this fall of Belichick. This is like in a Netflix documentary, that Bill Belichick ring cam footage, where again, you see it and like most of the details in this whole story, you're like, is this real?
Yeah.
Is this happening
starting
right now?
No, you're right. Starting from the very beginning, Bill with his, you know, boobs flopping around on the ring cam video.
Go topless, yeah.
That I guess we assumed was from Jordan's house. Turns out, no.
No.
That ring cam video, probably in the days where Bill was demanding she wear red pants at training camp so he could pick her out.
Sneaking her into the motels.
Sneaking her into the team hotel to do, I was about to say God knows what. I think we know what.
Airplane?
A lot of injecting.
Maybe a little airplane.
And so this is in those days when the ring camera footage came out. So Pablo Torre goes, oh, yeah, I'm not a real reporter. I don't know anything. Let me go to the Airbnb. He goes to the home, Keith. We're not going to play you any of this. But he goes to the home. He's filming himself on the same ring camera. And it turns out he gets these two ring camera, Airbnb owners.
Right.
I would imagine the people who leaked the video way back when.
I mean, they must have had control of it, whether they put it out or somebody else put it out or how they got their hands on it.
Who had the original video? Babs on the mic, right?
On social? I think it was like a Twitter video from like a Pats fan.
I think Babs had it. So I'm guessing
Babs with a Z.
These two leaked it out. Yep. And here's how it starts with Jordan making little jokes. This is good when they first meet Jordan when she rents out an Airbnb.
As a new host, I tried to make it a point to meet people, and I couldn't meet her right when she arrived. So I came in, and I'd come off the golf course, and we were just chatting about different things. And that's when she said that she wanted to know how far Danvers was. And I was like, oh, are you getting married? She's like, no, I compete in pageants. And I said, well, we're members at the golf course. You should come play with us. You know, my friends have clubs they can lend you.
Yeah, she said she played. That's awesome.
Yeah, she said she played, and she also said she prefers a men's senior shaft. So I just sort of didn't really think much about
It's a good line.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good line.
If anything, I've started
credit where credit's due.
This week, I've started to like Jordan just a little bit more.
It is, credit where credit is due. So that's a good line. So that's the owners of the Airbnb. They meet Jordan. They didn't know if she was getting married or wanted to go golfing or whatever it was. They had a good little conversation there, but they talked to her.
But she prefers a specific kind of shaft.
What now?
Yeah, well.
Is what she said. So if anything, I'm starting to like Jordan a little bit more after that.
Maybe. I think you have to at least admit she knows what she's doing.
She is. That's self-deprecating, if nothing else.
Right.
Okay, so that's just
another
funny.
Another side of Jordan.
Yeah. If anything else, that's just funny. I gasped when I heard some of this next stuff. We're going to have to start and stop it.
Okay.
But this is more from the Airbnb owners of the famous ring camera footage of Bill flopping around, leaving what I thought was Jordan's house. Turns out, no. They were sneaking around at some Airbnb. And here's what the owners had to say.
We saw the ring video in the morning, not knowing who this was, but it was an older gentleman with a very young woman who checked in the night before. And a car parked up where it said no parking was like worrisome to us that this is going to shut us down. We need to make sure that they know registered guests cannot.
She said, she's like, she's with this creepy old guy. It's either her relative or a drug dealer.
Okay, stop.
Wait a minute.
Stop.
Wait a minute.
You know what I saw the shady old guy? Bill Belichick, every time I see him, I go, drug dealer.
Not even close. What are you talking about? I mean, again, it's all shapes and sizes. I'm not trying to label anybody.
Paint with a broad brush, I guess. Yeah.
But that wouldn't have been my first thought. We've all seen the ring cam footage.
If I'm Bill,
you see an old man kind of a little delirious, kind of stepping out there topless. I'm not like, oh, he's got drugs on him. he's trying to move drugs.
Where's he hiding them? Actually, give those a lift.
There they are.
Yeah. I found the drugs.
Guy's sitting on a gold mine. Yeah, I don't know about that. That's not where I would have gone.
If anything else, I feel like Bill's kind of peacocking around now with some street cred.
A little bit.
Like, hey.
Yeah.
I kind of look like Pablo Escobar over here.
Not bad.
Okay. What else we got?
A relative or a drug dealer?
One of the two.
First thing, because of the age discrepancy. Remember, you go, must be a freaking coke dealer. And I was like, what?
Come on. Crazy.
So that was her first reaction. And then I started looking. I'm like, that does look like Belichick. And then I saw the walk and the hunch he had, because they were doing OTAs. So he had the farmer's tan going. Sun was just coming up.
What is this guy investigating?
We were legitimately worried about her because she booked for four nights or something.
Five nights.
And she was here that one night with him. And no, we didn't see her again. And we looked in the window like nobody came. Like, who books and doesn't come? It was a beautiful.
No more.
The weather was beautiful. Like, we never saw her once.
Yeah,
come or go.
No more Ring videos of her coming and going. So when it came Saturday evening and it was time to say, hey, here are the checkout instructions.
Right. But at first we thought she was like a dancer or an escort. I mean, and I was like, she could be freaking dead.
As the week went on, we were thinking that.
Because
hey, no judging, though, right? No judging.
But it's what they thought.
Yeah, no judging on the clientele that we have at our Airbnb. We thought we had a drug dealer and an escort, though.
they're not saying the same thing, but they're talking over each other like those twins with a car accident.
A little similar to that.
So that's their words, not ours.
And then we were scared, and then we were chasing them.
But yeah. they thought because they were on the Ring camera footage for a day or so.
Right.
And then they weren't there. They weren't sure they were going to check out. They thought maybe it was...
So what they do? They rented it for the weekend, but they were there for like an hour?
Yeah. Not a long time. A night maybe.
Okay.
And as it turns out, they said maybe this is being used as a drug dealer and an escort is how it looked to
these
two individuals.
There's a big wide range there on what they thought was going on inside that Airbnb.
It's very interesting. So yeah. Pablo Torre digging in on Bill and... I don't know. You just wonder a lot of things about this whole story. And Pablo Torre said a while ago, if you're Bill's family, there are concerns about where these Ring camera footage came from or this video came from. I'd say if you're Bill's family, you feel better that it got leaked out by some Airbnb owners who leaked this thing out as opposed to Jordan.
Just judging you the whole time you're there.
Jordan leaking it out. So honestly, right. Violation of privacy on that front.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the whole what are they doing? Where are they going? Why are they handling it like this? I mean, Bill's a very public guy, right? But you kind of wonder the sneaking around factor, like what's going on there.
Well, I mean, it's also, did they say what time this was or what day this was or whatever? Or I don't know what day, what year this was?
In the clip? No.
Yeah, was it relatively new?
When did the footage first emerge? A couple years ago.
One of the reasons why there's like that weird timeline thing is maybe he wasn't a single man when some of this stuff was going
So here's what I'm wondering. Is it, right, were they renting out random Airbnbs because he was still with Linda, who we know is pissed at Jordan?
Oh, they had a nice face-off on Nantucket.
Or, you know, we were talking about this before the show. Billy goes, well, why aren't they at like some Four Seasons or some like nice hotel? Well, he's a pretty public guy. Like, maybe he just doesn't want to be hassled.
She's not old enough to rent a hotel.
Well,
there's a car.
She's old enough to get an Airbnb? I don't even
probably,
know.
Probably not.
I did look up. You have to be 18, but there are restrictions until you're 25.
Okay, so she was definitely restricted.
She's restricted.
No, for sure.
They're like, that means we get to put cameras on everything.
And so,
are there cameras inside the Airbnb?
Well,
not legally.
Yeah. Well, that's not the question.
I don't know that I'm ruling anything out.
No, I know.
And so, yeah, I don't know if these two are going to get in any hot water for the video being out there. I have no idea. But when it comes to the whole process, you go back and you look at, well, what was going on and what were they doing? Maybe it was nothing. Maybe Bill just said, let's get an Airbnb. We're in love. And sure. let's go somewhere because I don't want a bunch of people who recognize me and see who I am or what else. But you wonder the whole thing with the daily updates, as you said, Keith, with incident reports from Nantucket to are they or are they not engaged, to her shutting down interviews, to her participating in Miss Maine, to Bill and his buyout. Just now, what, like a week away?
Yeah, is it June 6th?
I thought it was June 1st.
Oh, June 1st.
But whatever
it is,
it's very, very soon.
Yeah, we're coming up on it.
You have to wonder how much more of this UNC can take. And you wonder what Pablo Torre says is the tip of the iceberg. You wonder what the hell else that guy has.
That's the one part of this story, too, I enjoy, is that they call out Pablo Torre for his reporting or whatever, and then he just, like, double and triples down.
I'd be careful with that one.
Do you feel like he made up the first thing based on, like, the lengths he's gone for all this other stuff? So he's like, I'm going to start out with a lie, and then I'm going to prove a bunch of other... No. I feel like he's probably been pretty accurate with all of his reporting thus far. And this does remind me of I don't know if you ever saw the movie The Rental.
No.
It was a horror movie where, let's just say, there's a nice little place on the water and there are cameras everywhere. Every single room, there's cameras. They see everything. Everything. Nick, you seen this? It's a horror movie.
I haven't.
Dave Franco?
I thought about Barbarian.
Is that the one?
Oh, Barbarian, too. But this is a Alison Brie, Dan Stevens.
Oh.
It's good.
Is that the one where we had the people in studio for the charitable endeavor and we were slicing people in half?
That was a different movie. That movie I've never seen before or since. Okay. That was a bloodbath.
Studio 666 didn't make
Studio
the list.
Studio 666.
Yeah, thank you.
That was an all-time moment on this show. We had people in. It was a charitable event.
Presenting a giant check.
I usually have movies on behind Jones. So Jones doesn't even know what movies are. Right now I'm watching Pulp Fiction. But we have different movies. They're about to dance.
You should have $10,000 pyramid and given clues and see if he got it.
I should have. That's what we'll do next time.
A new bit every day.
Guess the movie keeps watching behind Jones. Oh, and this movie was just, it started out as two lovers. And you're like, all right, that's kind of awkward enough. And then
passionate lovers.
Passionate lovers. Thank you, Bill. And then they took out a chainsaw, and it was like, okay, this is a bad scene.
It's true. So a lot of people chastising the Airbnb owners, fair. Does Bill have a lawsuit on his hand? I don't know.
What
are you allowed to release from an outdoor Ring camera? I don't know.
And, like, I'm sure they signed something. Do you think they read every...
I'm sure it's in the terms and conditions of the Airbnb.
100%. Well, so, I don't disagree that it's not creepy.
Bill's got some time after the injectable.
But doesn't that give you, pause?
Because, hang on.
Let me read that again.
Hang on. I'm gonna stick a needle in there real quick. Give me a legal document. Let me pour through that. And, Jordan, just stay ready.
Just stay ready.
I'll let you know.
I have 9 minutes to read this article.
They thought the syringes were for actual,
Yeah, he's a drug dealer. Yeah. Not really.
No, those are not drugs,
No,
sir. No.
Well, they are and they aren't. They are and they aren't. But he was able to, I mean, I would feel a little perturbed about my privacy. So it's like, not only are they judging you and watching the tape, that's sort of maybe par for the course. But then they release the Ring Cam video publicly. Then they go on a podcast and just trash you.
I mean, who else could have possibly leaked the thing besides these two?
So they must have. But I'm saying, the next step further is Pablo Torre being like, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? And they're like, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. We want to talk about
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of repeat customers going on and just bashing the people that stayed
here. Maybe they're out of the Airbnb game at this point. They're like, this didn't work.
Yeah, how come nobody wants to stay in our place? We're definitely not watching you at all times and then trashing you on a podcast after the
fact. So here's what I wonder, and this is the takeaway. Twitch chat, who cares about this? You guys are pathetic, this and that. How much more of this can UNC take?
I mean,
when it's every
they got to be getting close. They're like, let's just get to the season and maybe that'll be a welcome distraction and be like, let's get to the games. And then that way we can kind of base it off of that. And we can look the other way if the team's doing really well. And if the team isn't, well, maybe that speeds up the process of moving on and we can blame that instead of all this other stuff.
I still think he's going to get to year one. I don't know that he's going to survive much beyond year one.
I think it's a one and done.
But I think we're on the same page.
I think that's
what
it is. Even before Pablo Torre got involved, I kind of thought it was a one and done. Just with some of the articles that have come out, some of the, obviously the CBS Morning Show thing, the way this whole thing was through the Hard Knocks, they got it, now they're out. It wasn't going great. And let's see how he does. There's a lot of different, North Carolina was okay. So what are their expectations? Do they think Bill's going to come in and win 10 games, win the ACC? Or are they just hey, be better than you were last year? I don't know what they're expecting.
So any chance Belichick has success at the University of North Carolina based on the start that he's off to? 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in on that all day long. Here on Jones and Keefe, all until 12:35 anyway.
That's right.
Red Sox pregame takes over at that point. We're going to hang out with Joe Weil for a little bit on pregame, so you can stay tuned for that. We will have a top five Friday, 10:45, top summer activities. We got a Friday four-pack for you at 11:30, heading into Memorial Day weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What happens next for Coach Belichick? Do you think that he makes it to week one? Is it getting that contentious over there?
I think there's a chance, an absolutely real chance, that he doesn't. And the reason I say that is because even before the Jordan Hudson thing became as public, even before it went from messy backstage to now obviously messy everywhere, the date that matters the most is June 1st.
We have the source of the ring cam footage of Bill Belichick. How about that? Two Airbnb owners, not Jordan. Honestly, that would make me feel a little better if I was close to Bill. Bill's kids, Bill's friends, his orbit. I go, at least Jordan, I don't think, was leaking out the ring cam video to her friends. It's these Airbnb owners.
I don't think it was Jordan.
Violated your privacy.
Although I could be wrong. You know, maybe you're like, all buzz is good buzz.
Yeah.
Get the people talking.
I mean, but up until today, I assumed it was her, right?
I didn't know.
No?
What'd you think, though?
I assume somebody
got access to
look
it.
Look who I'm dating. Yeah, but like maybe she sent it to a friend and then that spiraled out of control.
She didn't knowingly put it out there like to the masses.
That's what I assumed.
Maybe, okay.
I assumed it was her own ring camera footage.
Oh, yeah. We weren't aware of the
Airbnb
thing.
She sent it to a friend. That friend sent it to a friend. It sent it to another person. They put it to Babs.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's out. I mean, that's what I assumed.
Yeah. Good text. I hadn't even thought of this. So one of the stories, too, recently about Belichick was that he would ask Jordan to wear red pants at
Patriots
games and practice and stuff so she could like be identified.
Yeah, he could pick her out.
Pick her out of the crowd.
Yeah, where are you, Jordan? So, I need to know where you are at all times. That's a guy who's locked in, by the way, on training
correct.
Camp.
Focus.
While you're sitting, I can see your red pants.
Focus.
But like, yeah, Bill is just so locked in, staring around looking for the red pants.
Like red hoodie makes more sense.
Yeah.
Red hoodie would be good.
Summer, though.
A bow in your hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go, red bow.
How good the eyesight is. But somebody was saying if this really picks up steam, could you see, they go on the road to a certain ACC opponent and everyone's wearing red pants.
Bill just can't concentrate.
He's like, oh my God, where is she? It's like, where's Waldo all of a sudden?
Game day signs are going to be incredible.
Okay, game day signs are going to be
road
pretty.
Road games are going to be filled with red pants.
That's what I'm saying, like just covered in red pants.
That is basically what they said. They said, picture this, October 31st, UNC at Syracuse. Now picture the crowd, the signs, how many women have red pants, et cetera.
It's going to be
bloodbath. A whole dog and pony show for this.
That's right.
So, yeah, I wonder if Bill has any chance of success at UNC. Like, before any of this happened, just Bill Belichick as a head coach in college football. I love the text, too, by the way. You guys are just jealous. Bill's living his best life.
No, totally. I am not jealous of Bill Belichick.
I mean, look, maybe I am jealous. I have no idea. Maybe deep down, I don't think that's what this is. Maybe deep down, I have some deep-rooted jealousy and resentment that I don't even realize. But
I mean, it's possible.
Leave my jealousy to the side.
I'm jealous of, you know, Hart and Ted Johnson for getting City Connect jerseys. I'll admit that. Okay, but I'm not jealous of Bill dating a 24-year-old succubus.
Leave my jealousy to the side. Is Bill does anyone think Bill's living his best life?
I said this months ago. That ship has sailed.
I mean, come on.
The first time he was like filmed with her or like photographed with her, people started to say that. And you're like, whatever. But then everything since then, if you're still hanging on to that, like, I don't know what to tell you.
No, his kids are pissed at him.
Yeah.
He's a national punchline.
Oh, he's a joke.
He may not keep his job. But yeah, no, he's living
his
best
high
life.
High five, dude.
For sure.
You're the man.
Can't sell his book. Has to beg people to take his book.
Yeah,
but living his best life. No, for sure. No, I agree. Definitely living his best life.
Now, I think part of the, like, at North Carolina, they don't have a tough schedule, so if you want to play that out. So similar to the Patriots, right? Mike Vrabel, how are they going to do? Part of it is not a hard schedule, so there's a lot of games that they should win. North Carolina a year ago was, without Bill, 6-7, right? And that included a bowl game loss. So they're 6-6 regular season. They don't play anybody who's ranked, I don't think. Or maybe Clemson will probably be ranked. But, like, it's a pretty the ACC is not the Big Ten. It's not the SEC. Some of the non-conference games don't really jump out at you. So there's the opportunity there where any coach outside of Bill Belichick could go 500. So, like, if Bill still has any of that good coaching ability in him, could they get to 8-9 wins?
So this is my whole thing. Even before any of the Jordan stuff, and we knew he was with her, but, like, before it ballooned into this massive, massive story, I don't think Bill has it anymore as a coach. I don't. I mean, we didn't see it at the end in New England. He let Jordan, it seems, distract him, and maybe he's just lost it, period. But I don't think Bill is going to be a great head coach at UNC even before there were a million distractions. Now with this on top of it, no, I don't think he's going to be a success.
Well, I think, you know, his decision-making has been in question for years now. And, you know, if you want to bring it all the way back to Malcolm Butler, fine, but he did win the Super Bowl the next year. So maybe if you want to say, all right, that was a one-off, the next year they were great. So if you want to cancel that one out, fine. But then after that, you know, thinking Tom Brady was done was wrong. Thinking Matt Patricia could coach offense was wrong.
I mean, that's a big one.
I mean, that's a giant one.
That was
one.
A huge one, yeah. In real time. But, like,
no, we all called it out.
No, for sure. But we just thought it was Bill's, like, hubris,
yeah.
Right? We didn't think maybe he wasn't making sound decisions in general. We just thought he was just so cocky about it.
Right.
I can figure it out with anybody. Yeah. That was what I thought. Now looking back, you're like, oh, that's in a larger pattern of just mistake after mistake after mistake.
Right. And it got to a point where, and I still think, like, I'm not saying what he accomplished didn't happen. It did. Like, I think he's the best NFL coach of all time. Doesn't mean at the end you still are that guy. Just like the greatest players of all time aren't always the greatest player at the end of their career. And so it got to a point where week in and week out, I didn't think you had the coaching advantage on Sundays, right? Which you had for 18 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, I'll take my guy over your guy. And then it got to the point where you're like, I don't know. The other side might be know what they're doing. Right. Maybe a little bit better.
I mean,
apply that to college now.
The coach here now. I mean, Mike Vrabel was out coaching him.
Oh, yeah. He was doing stuff. He was pissing off Bill. Yeah, right. You feel like you're in better hands now with Vrabel. Even though he doesn't have the resume, you feel like at 2025, you're in a better spot.
Yeah. Vrabel now today is a better coach than Belichick now today. Not a better history, not a better career,
obviously.
So how
does Belichick go, or how does he do in college where, you know, not only do you certainly not have a Tom Brady to bail you out, you have, I think Ninkovich was talking about it earlier today on Greg's show, maybe two guys on your team are going to be in the NFL. So, like, you don't have the talent that you're used to having. Like, how do you adjust to that? You're not taking over Alabama or Ohio State, right? Which would be the closest transition from pros to college.
Right.
You're going to, like, a middle of the pack college team. So, you know, how much can his expert coaching, you know, impact these guys? Plus, if you want to get into, like, the offense post Tom Brady was a mess in New England. So how is that going to translate to college? So there are a lot of questions swirling around him.
Text here. 617-779-7937. What does the Airbnb stuff have to do with Pablo's original story about Jordan and North Carolina football? Nothing. That just tells me the man's digging in. And so he's getting to the bottom of stuff. Where'd the Ring camera footage come from? He found it. So he's digging in, and it doesn't have anything to do and justify the original report. If you choose to believe North Carolina and say, or Bill even, Bill says she was never a part of anything with the UNC football program, when we know, because of freedom of information requests and it being public record in the University of North Carolina, the state of North Carolina, she's been CC'd on UNC football emails. Like, come on.
Right.
If you believe the university, then you believe the university.
She was on the field at spring practice.
Like, come on. And now she's not going to be doing that. That to me is the gist of the reporting. But no, that has nothing to do with the original report. It just tells you how dug in the guy is and how much he's
got a ton of stuff
continuing to uncover.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep. But so I still think it's a one-and-done situation for Bill.
You think he gets the one, though? Because we're approaching quickly the buyout date.
Yeah.
I think he gets the one.
It's pretty far along.
It's shakier, like, and shakier every day we get closer.
Like, if you are the AD and, like, president or whatever of North Carolina, and you're like, all right, it's the end of May, we have a college season coming up, first game that counts is on September 1st, are we doing our players and our school more of a disservice to punt on Bill now and do a coaching search now, or hopefully this kind of blows over a little bit and just letting him coach and seeing what happens. I think you're better off doing that thing.
See, I agree, because if he does, I don't think he's going to do this, but if he does win 9 or 10 games, all this stuff is minimized.
Absolutely.
And if he wins 4 games,
it does not. It maximizes.
Then you say, all right, Bill, this just didn't work.
We gave it a shot. Thank you for your time.
But at least you gave it a shot. No, I think I can't imagine, unless he pulls the ripcord. He's done it before. I mean, he could resign on a cocktail napkin, Keith.
Yeah,
for
but
all
he
we
chose
know.
This job more than he chose that Jets job.
So, I have no idea. But if you're asking me, I think he gets to year one. He gets past the buyout date. He coaches a year at UNC. And then this time next year, he's done coaching forever at any level. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Here on Jones and Keith on WEEI, we got the Friday 4-pack coming your way about, 50 minutes from now, 11:30. We do that every Friday. 4-pack of questions for you. And it's Memorial Day weekend, Keith.
Real quick, before you tease that, yes. North Carolina's over-under, this came out this week, all the over-unders for every team, is 7.5.
Under.
7!
Win total 7.5. That's what it was last year as well. Plus 2,000 to win the ACC. Buying opportunity, suckers bet.
Well.
Maybe a buying opportunity.
Plus 2,000 buying opportunity.
Yeah, it's probably more buying opportunity than sucker's bet.
If you just flush the money, it's also a sucker's bet.
I will grant you that, yeah.
All right, so over, or you're going under 7.5?
I'm under 7.5, yeah.
I'll take the over.
Really?
8 wins, yeah, 8 wins. They can't go 8-4? I think they have 12 games.
But that's what I was going to ask. They play 12 games?
I think so.
Can they go 8-4? I mean, I guess they could. I would not bet on that.
Yeah, 8-4. Put them down. And a nice trip back here to the Fenway Bowl.
With Jordan in her red pants, or as the text line points out, powder blue pants.
But you could also go 7-5 and win your bowl game and then win your bet, I think.
I believe that's true.
All right, so either way, I'll say 8-4, 8-5. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
7-5 with a Wasabi Bowl win.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Okay.
5 losses. Speaking of fives.
We got the Top 5 Friday coming up. It's Memorial Day weekend. What a pro, Keith.
I interrupted everything, but then I brought it right back on track.
It's Memorial Day weekend. It's the unofficial starter's pistol for summer is what it is.
That's right.
And so we have our top 5 summer activities that we like to do.
That's right.
We're going to rank them. We want to hear from
one or two.
I genuinely have maybe one.
Okay.
But we'll get to them. 617-779-7937. It's a Top 5 Friday on Jones and Keith next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights.
From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. A reminder, a week from today, Keefe, we are going to be at the Lobster Bar.
Yes.
In Newport, Rhode Island.
We are going on the road.
We're going to be like road show after party. I don't even know what to call it after Greg's road
show.
We're
the Empire Strikes Back. We're the sequel to the Greg Hill show.
Yeah. So we're going to be tagging along on Greg's road show next week. We've seen some questions here and there.
Yeah, we will be there.
The text line and on Twitch. We'll be out the night before.
Woo! Look out.
I mean, look out
world.
What kind of condition will be in 10 the next morning?
We'll find out.
Who knows? But if those guys can do it at 6 a.m.
Good point.
We can do it at 10 a.m.
Yeah, just basically keep up with them. We don't have to like pass by them or anything like that. But just know that we have 4 extra hours of recovery.
Yeah, you don't want to be out front leading that group.
No.
You don't want to be the pace car, Keith.
No, I want to act like I've been there before.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's been a problem.
I don't want to go home early. I don't want to be the pace car. You got to be right there in the middle, is a difficult needle to thread for yours truly.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we'll be out next Thursday. We'll be at the Lobster Bar on Friday in Newport, Rhode Island, hitting the road. Jones and Keefe, we'd love to see you there. We'll be doing a Top 5 Friday live in Newport today, Keefe.
Oh, that's right.
We came up with our Top 5 summer activities.
Ooh, maybe next week we'll do Top 5 things to do in Newport.
that's not a bad idea. Go to the Tennis Hall of Fame.
That's right. All right. That's a good nugget.
I've been.
You've been there.
Brag of the week, I've been. Yeah.
And Agassi in there?
Agassi's in there.
Should be.
And Graf.
Michael Chang?
Ooh, I don't recall
that's
Michael
fair.
Chang in there.
That's fine. Should be. Snub. I am a small hall guy, but I still have Chang in there.
I've talked about it. It's not a small hall.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Okay.
In the hall
all right.
Fame.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Top 5 summer activities. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Why don't you take it?
All right. I'll go first. I don't know if Terp has the graphics, but at some point we can tweet these out at Jones and Keefe and put them out on Instagram. Same handle as well. All right. Start number 5. Cookouts. Who doesn't love a cookout? We've talked about this week. 2 dogs, 2 burgers, whatever, sausage. Throw whatever you want on the grill, but just grilled food. I'm a big fan of grilled food. It's a reason to go outside because I'm more of an indoor cat, as I've said on the show.
Sure.
I enjoy the indoors.
Who doesn't?
But I do also like a cookout, so give me cookout at number 5. Speaking of outside, cornhole. Now, wow. I wouldn't claim to be great at cornhole, but I love playing.
I like that you don't claim to be great
because
people
great.
Who claim to be great are annoying, but it's a fun game to play.
It's a very fun game to play, and the best part about it, you can go beer in one hand, cornhole or a bag in the other hand, and you can have a great time doing that. Some of the other games that people try to get going, like spike ball, way too athletic.
Yeah.
You can't hold a beer and play spike ball.
I don't know that I've ever really played.
I played it like once or twice. It's something.
Yeah.
But it's like you can't just have a beer. It's not very casual.
I don't want to spoil your list, but like what about a nice can jam?
I'm not great at frisbee tosses.
No, me either.
Because I can throw a ball.
But you can do that with one hand. You got beer in one hand and can jam.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can jam. Yes.
You can jam.
Yeah.
So that's number 4.
Keep going.
Number 3, going to the movies. We went over all the movies. What are you talking about? Yeah, air conditioned, right? Nice and cool in there.
Yeah, sure.
And usually they release a lot of summer blockbusters between May and August. There's a lot of big movies. I named a bunch of them already
you
before.
Sure did, yeah.
So shocked this isn't number 1, actually.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay home for movies.
Stay home. No, but I mean, there's all kinds. So you go to the movies, you're 2 hours in the AC. You're sitting there eating popcorn. You're watching Superman. You're watching Jurassic World, Rebirth, and et cetera. Number 2, swimming.
Wow.
This might surprise you.
Nice swim.
So here's something. You know how Shime.
What's your favorite stroke?
Breast.
Oh, nice.
You know how Shime was oversold? How
yes,
good he
yes,
was
yes,
at golf?
Yes, yes, yes.
This that actually might be the thing I oversell.
Really?
I'm an excellent swimmer.
Really?
Like, really good in the water. I don't think I've ever lost a
is
race.
Is there a pool at our hotel? I want to see Keith.
You want to race me?
Yeah, no, I don't want to race
you. No, you wouldn't want to. Unless you want to lose. I'm really good at swimmer.
Wow.
So swimming is sort of, I put it kind of broad. If it's a pool, I don't have one, but if a friend's house pool, I'm in there. I'm swimming around, jumping off the diving board. If it's the ocean, I'm in there right away. I don't sit on the beach. I'm in the water right away. Like a fish. Number 1 on my summer activities list, drinking beer from a cooler. For some reason.
Wow, now that's actually a nice. I thought you were just going to say drink a beer.
No,
like,
no.
Great, Keith.
No.
From a cooler.
Cooler beer.
No, that's nice.
Greater than other beers.
Cooler.
It's been sitting in ice all day. You open it up, and then
You're risking, you know, your hand by just reaching in. You're risking frostbite.
It's freezing in
there. There's a nice adrenaline rush with
but
that.
But sometimes you're like, you don't even know what's in there. Maybe you forgot what you loaded up because you put them all in at first, then you covered them in ice. So you're like reaching through. It's almost like a scavenger hunt. And then you're like, oh my God, what is this? I didn't know I had this one in there. And it's colder. No matter what, no matter how cold your fridge is, it's colder coming out of the cooler. It's the best thing in the world.
So nice.
So drinking beer from a cooler, number one on my list. That's
honestly a great number one.
Yeah, thank you.
So I am going 5-1 here on my top five summer activities. Number five, the beach.
Really?
It made it.
Surprise.
It made it. It's not number one. It's not my favorite activity.
He doesn't
activity.
Even like his top five list.
No, I don't even love my fifth.
He's the like, beach. What are things people do in summer? But
he Googled stuff to do in summer.
But I will go to the beach.
Okay.
It's not my favorite. I'm not going to do it every weekend. I'm not out there every day.
Okay.
But I will go a handful of times. You go to a nice enough beach, it's nice. Number four, Keith. Sick brag, bro. Number four, Keith, I think you're sleeping on it. Mini golf. I like a nice mini golf in the summer.
Yeah, kind of hot, though.
Fun for the whole family. It gets competitive. I don't want real golf. I don't want to be Shyman Greg risking...
No, certainly not Shyman.
Life and limb getting ticks, digging through the weeds from the fescue from my ball.
I don't need any of that.
I think
Greg is at risk of getting ticks. He stayed out of the high grass.
I don't need any of that. Yeah. Mini golf.
Okay.
All right. Fast, fun for the whole family. Yep. Maybe you can get something higher on my list coming up.
Okay.
Number three. You went with cornhole. I contemplated that. I mentioned can jam. Someone in the Twitch chat said badminton. Love badminton.
Oh, I do love badminton, actually.
Horseshoes.
Shoes?
I love horseshoes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm terrible at horseshoes.
When I texted... Oh, I'm not good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
When I texted Turp my list, he goes, horseshoes, very underrated.
He liked it.
I go, you know what? I think I only play it once a year. We the family...
The annual horseshoe
The family cookout I go to every year on the 4th of July. There's a big horseshoe tournament.
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm not very good at it.
Wow.
It's very fun. Wish I did it more. Only do it in the summer.
Turp didn't respond to my list.
Horseshoes.
What does that mean?
Well, he doesn't like your list, apparently.
Not, yeah, no comments.
Not a fan
it.
Of your list.
All right.
Number two, ice cream. Like to go for ice cream
ice
in the
cream.
Summer. I love to go for a nice ice cream. Nice soft serve. You're not getting that year-round.
That's a good one. Well, yeah, I am.
Soft serve?
Yeah,
you are.
I'm getting ice cream year-round.
No, yeah. I just said you will get ice cream year-round.
Sure.
Do you get soft serve the whole year?
I think there's one place near us now that's pretty much open all year. So,
really?
Yeah, pretty close.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ice cream number two. And number one, a cookout.
Cookout.
You had a fifth on your list. Yeah. Now, that to me kind of is all-encompassing. Food, drinking. Yeah. So I would drink from a cooler at a cookout. I like that you broke them apart.
I broke them up because on its own.
I want to break out drinking from just the cookout. I didn't do that. Cookout number one, which I do call a cookout. You call it a cookout or a barbecue?
Cookout. We were getting scolded yesterday.
My wife calls it a barbecue.
Yeah, but I guess there's specific foods, I think, for a barbecue.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Hamburgers, hot dogs is more cookout.
What do you call it? A grill? Or she also, when we're going to grill, she calls that a barbecue.
No, the grill.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to go throw that on the barbecue. I'm like, no, it's a grill.
No, I would say
the grill. Yeah. What? Say it again.
She's from Australia?
She's just from the West Coast. I don't know how they talk out there.
Yeah, that's different.
We're also being chastised for saying...
Of course we are.
Wait, where did it go? Oh, yeah. You can't separate cornhole from cookout because have you ever played cornhole without being at a cookout? Yes, I have. Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
I'd say largely
they're
they go
grills
together.
Going when you watch it on ESPN.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I should have put New England clam bake on there.
Sponsored
by a broth company.
Oh, clam bake.
I dropped the ball.
Yeah. I just haven't been to enough
My
of those.
Dad's done a couple of clam bakes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Get the brag
at
going.
At the brag city.
Wow.
Yeah.
At the house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've done them. Like, I think it was like my high school graduation party, college graduation party.
Oh, man.
So I'm out there digging a hole, filling it with rocks, like the whole nine. No, oh, we haven't done
Congratulations. Dig this hole.
Let me tell you.
It's like the best thing, though.
I've been to a clam bake if you want to get the brag ready.
Is this a euphemism?
The Clamorama.
Oh, really?
Is what I used to go to. Yeah, a couple years in a row.
Clamorama. Sick brag,
bro. Shout out Wodecki Clamorama if you're listening in Rhode Island. Shout out the Wodecki Clamorama. So they made t-shirts every year.
Oh.
It's very, very, very special thing. You get these t-shirts. They're not easy to get. Clamorama. I had one. I first moved in with Kat.
Yeah.
She's like going through my drawers. She's like, what do you need? What is this? What is that? I'm like, that's the Wodecki Clamorama shirt. Like, what are you going to do? She chucked it on me.
Threw it out?
Collector's item. God, there's like like 30 years of these things chucked.
Yikes.
Awful.
That's not a good sign.
I should have pulled the ripcord right then and there. I'm too lazy.
Oh, were there any signs?
Yeah, there was a sign.
I'm too lazy.
Yeah. At that point, I'm like, I'm too far down the road. Okay, so my five. Beach, mini golf, horseshoes, ice cream, cookouts. What was yours again?
I got an update. Turp did just respond to great list.
He did. Oh, yeah, thanks, Turp. Good job, Turp.
Number five, cookouts. Number four, cornhole. Number three, going to the movies. Number two, swimming. And number one, drinking beer from a cooler.
Terp's list is just hoops.
Just pure hoops.
Outdoor hoops.
Outdoor hoops.
Indoor hoops. 3-on-3. Horse.
21. Knockout. Free throw competition.
That's Terps List. So you can send in yours, 617-779-7937. All right, let's get to the Red Sox. What's the biggest reason they've underachieved, and what's your confidence level they can turn it around? We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.